How are you this morning? I trust that you're feeling blessed to wake up once again to a time of worship and fellowship and prayer with the Lord. We are presenting ourselves. We have our prayers, we have our praise, but we are presenting ourselves to the Lord at the very beginning of our day. You're tuned in to Maximum Radio, and the program is Global Time with Jesus Christ. Today is Friday, August the 2nd, 2013, in the year of our Lord. I'm Aubrey Gregory, and I have this wonderful privilege of being able to get up excited about meeting like we are right now. So I'm your host and prayer partner for the next 30 minutes. And I believe God has a special revelation for us today. It's a simple revelation. However, it's one of many that God is imparting to us to give us understanding in our relationship with Him. I want to welcome all of our listeners, all of our prayer partners that are listening everywhere to the very ends of the earth. Today in our I Am series, this is wonderful. God said to Moses, I am that I am. And we're looking at various facets of God's nature, His character, His personality. And in so doing, we learn of Him. He says, learn of me. I am meek and lowly. We're humbly learning of Him. And in the I Am series, there's a passage in Proverbs that says, well, let me give you the address of that passage. It's verse 27 of chapter 14. Verse 27 of chapter 14. That's in Proverbs. And it reads like this. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to turn one away from the snares of death. Therefore, the I Am would be, I am the fountain of life. Now, I don't know how many of you have the privilege of seeing fountains quite a bit. I know we do. I pass by a couple of lakes frequently in a particular area in our region. And there are fountains that have been installed right in the lake, and the water comes up beautifully. And for me, it always speaks of life and activities. Given these fountains give they're huge. The water just shoots up in such a gracious and glorious artistic fashion. And I remember the lakes were there before the fountains were installed, obviously. And the difference between then and now that the fountains are there is it seems that the lake is alive. It's alive. There is activity. There is motion to it. And so that is what the writer of Proverbs, who is Solomon himself, the wise one, that's what he's conveying to us, that the fear of the Lord, and when we're talking about fear here, it's not a fear as it relates to dread, but it's a healthy, wholesome, reverential fear that is a fountain of life. In other words, we respect the Lord, we love the Lord, we're getting to know Him and learning of His scope and His dimensions, which are huge in every respect. And so, because of us understanding that He is the cause of life, He is the fountain of life, then what it does, it keeps us on the right path keeps us away from those sneers that are all around that would drag us towards death. And so we learn how to move, how to walk on a day-to-day basis. Isn't that wonderful? I believe it is. And it is a blessing to myself personally. So all day today, remembering that the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, in every situation, you will have the opportunity to fear the Lord. In other words, be involved with life, the fountain of it, the cause, and that's Him, Himself. And in this way, you'll be able to avoid those sneers that would take you towards death and to death. And we're not just talking about physical death, but we're talking about death to the life that heaven has flowing into you. At the throne of God, from the throne of God, there is this river that flows. It's a river of life. So I'm always excited around bodies of water because they have some kind of attraction for me personally. There's just something about a lake or the ocean or a river or something that's so powerful and dynamic that it's inspiring and even awe-inspiring. Well, welcome to all of our prayer partners, our listeners, live and streaming. And we thank you for being a part of Global Time with Jesus Christ. You're blessed. I'm blessed that we can come together like this. Now, I trust that you may have a praise report and or a prayer request. And so I've intentionally opened up the lines and so that you can be heard should you have one or both of those items, either a praise report or a prayer request. I wouldn't want you to leave here today with a prayer burden that hasn't been spoken of in some kind of way and offered up before the throne of grace. If we can just touch His garment, and that's the opportunity that the woman with the issue of blood saw on the day that she was in the crowd when Jesus walked the earth. She said, if I could just touch Him today. She didn't wait until tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised to us, and yesterday, of course, is gone. You only have the now. So take advantage of the opportunity. And while you're mulling that over, I have a praise report, I think that when we pray and God responds, we must give Him the praise and the glory. We must do that. We must let it be known that God has heard and has responded. Yes. As a result of His hearing. He has responded. Well, I have a praise report. We prayed for someone within the last 2 weeks. And her name is Michelle Lewis. And Michelle was in the hospital, and she has been released, and she's home on today, and she's recovering from her hospital stay and from her ailments. She has been checked out completely, and we received a text message from her on yesterday that she was home. She came out yesterday. So that's a praise report. Let's give God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. He's certainly our healer. He's our healer. So that's something that was a response to prayer on our behalf. Or the prayer from us, and I'm sure others. So we're expecting God to continue to bless. He's our healer. And there are others, such as Aaron Moore, who's receiving treatments for his ailment. And we have Brianna, who came out of the hospital from surgery just a few days ago, and she's recovering very well. We have Etta Bullock, who is also responding very well to her therapy and her treatments for her illness and all of that. And I can tell you that it's awesome to see and be reminded of God's power and his grace. He is truly our healer.
Thank you.
Now, I would love to take us to the book of Romans. And that letter was written to the church at Rome by the Apostle Paul. And the 12th chapter of that letter, we would like to make that a prayer from our very hearts. We love to pray the word because that keeps us on the right road and on the right track. It keeps us correct in our speech and our view and our thoughts about our Father, about our Lord and Savior. So we want to worship him in truth. That's what he said would occur in these days. We worship him in spirit and in truth. And what we're doing is presenting ourselves to the Lord, more so than our prayer requests. And although those petitions and intercessions are important, needed, required, welcomed by heaven, but the fact that we would bring our hearts, ourselves, is what's important. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord, for the mercies by which you allow us to present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable, which is our spiritual service of worship to you. Dear Lord, it is not our will to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove good, acceptable, and perfect to what your will is. By grace given to us, show us how not to esteem ourselves more or less important to the body of Christ than another. Thank you, Lord, for the spiritual gifts that have been given to us, that we may prophesy in proportion to our faith and to teach according to your precious word and to exhort and to give liberally and lead with diligence and show mercy with cheerfulness. Lord, show us now how our love can be without hypocrisy. Teach us to abhor that which is evil and cling to that which is good. Teach us to be kind and affectionate one to another in honor and giving preference to one another, not lacking in diligence to be fervent in spirit to serve you, Lord. We rejoice in hope. We are patient through tribulation, and we shall continue in distributing to the needs of the saints and be truly given to hospitality. We will bless those who curse and persecute us. We will rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. We will be the same of the same mind towards one another and not set our minds on high things, but associate ourselves with the humble. We will not be wise in our own opinions, and we will not repay anyone evil for evil. For your word says to repay evil with good. We will not give place to wrath, but will wait on the Lord, for vengeance is yours. Therefore, we will live peacefully with all people and be overcomers through Jesus Christ. We will offer drink to a thirsty enemy and food to one who is hungry, that we may abide in your word forever. Because we love you, Father, in Jesus Christ, in his holy name, we pray that prayer with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Now, that's a comprehensive prayer that covers so many dimensions, so many facets of what our daily lives represent. And for God to respond to that prayer, that is awesome. That we can be taught how to walk as the apostle instructed the Romans, the church at Rome, to do. So we're presenting ourselves as living sacrifices, and this requires great humility. It has nothing to do with our titles, has nothing to do with merit or reward. It just has to do with us presenting our lives to him in a way, humbly, and just appreciating the fact that he accepts us. He accepts our sacrifice of living sacrifice, an unbloodied sacrifice, and that we would heed the instruction in the third verse, I believe, of that chapter that says, do not think of ourselves more highly than we ought to. So all of what Paul has instructed the church at Rome to walk in, we are able to walk in, but in every case it requires humility. Humility, humility. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Humility. Help us. Help us.
Yes.
From moment to moment, even as we interact with everyday events, everyday circumstances, that the flesh would remain under submission to you, to your lordship, to your grace, and to your rule, and that we will reckon the flesh dead, so that as the flesh tries to rise up, we will take authority, our spirit man will take authority over the flesh, and keep the flesh, keep the body under, as Paul said, keep the body under, so that we're always a sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you, Lord. Holy and acceptable to you. So we thank you for causing us to see that, to understand that. Thank you for delivering us from the destructions of the flesh in the name of Jesus, so that we are able to live and live because of the fountain of life that you are to us. There's activity, there's pure and holy ground and dynamic because you are the fountain. There is no dead stillness. There is life, activity, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
The name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Well, just want to remind you of a couple of things quickly. That my own prayer request was that every time we sit down to eat, that we mention yours truly and my wife as we walk the front lines of ministry. We would love to know, and we're feeling the prayers of the saints, and we would like that to continue, and we want to thank you for interceding for us. Every time you sit down to eat and you're blessing your food, just simply ask God to bless us, protect us, keep a hedge of protection around us, and continue to cover us, watch over us, and bless us. And we say that not whimsically, we say that with all seriousness, because we live and work in the context. What do I mean by that? Where we're ministering, we live there, in the area. We live among the people that we're ministering to and with, so that we're not in a isolated palace somewhere. We are right on the grounds of ministry. And so whatever good happens, we are able to praise and celebrate with the people. When something negative happens, and that happens too, we are able to weep and cry and be sad with the people and pray for them and with them and over them. So that is the reason that we are requesting prayer. So it's a serious assignment, so to speak. And so we would ask you to remember us as you pray and bless your meal. It's a good time to say, Lord, bless Pastor Gregory and First Lady Elizabeth. You know, as simply as that, bless them, continue to watch over them and protect them. Keep a hedge of blessing and favor and protection around them, in Jesus' name. Simple stuff. And heaven will reward you and us with the right response to that prayer. So you're an intercessor. You have the power of intercession. You have that. You don't have to be ordained or anything. You just have to do it. And that's what it's about. There are people that carry titles, but that's about this, the beginning and end of that. They just have a title. They don't function really well as it relates to what they're saying they represent. So you are representing very well. You're on live with us. So that is the action, and heaven is so glad and happy. So expect tremendous blessing in your life. Expect it. Keep your atmosphere clear. Father, bless the atmosphere of every person that is listening right now. Keep your atmosphere clear. What we mean by that, keep anger, malice, hate, envy, all of those things that are pollutants, keep them out of your atmosphere, because they will block the things of heaven that are on their way to you and in your life as well. They'll block them. You know, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them. Release them. Release it. Don't carry it. Don't carry that dead weight. And you'll feel the freedom the minute you release it. You'll feel the freedom. You have the power to release them. So forgive everyone. Because if you want forgiveness, but you don't forgive, then you're blocking your forgiveness. God is not going to go around. He said, if you bring in the sacrifice and you have aught against somebody, put the sacrifice down, go get it right, and then come back and offer your sacrifice. Because your sacrifice won't be accepted unless you do that. This is God's word. It's God's word. And so if we are obedient and humble, remember this whole walk is about humility. Humility. Humility means I consider and set myself at zero, not at 100, at zero. And then God can move in big, huge, large, and do all of the things that represent your need, God could do it. So our assignment is not to do all of the things that represent our need, because we couldn't. We don't have the capacity. But our assignment is to get out of the way. I love it. I love it. You could prove that any time, any day, because that's truth. So forgive. Forgive. And the other thing is also pray for this program, because this program is reaching many. Since we've started, we've touched about 12,000 people. Imagine that. 12,000 people. We don't have 12,000 people on our live program. However, people are downloading our program through the internet. They're listening because our program, minutes after our program ends, it's because our program is recorded. It's available minutes after it ends, the same day, like today. Minutes after this program ends, it's available to anyone who goes to the internet. Anywhere in the world, they have access to the internet via computer, and they can download or listen to our program that has already gone forth. And they could see the entire history of our program each day, what our topic, what our theme is. And our theme today is the fountain of life. They can see that. They just go and touch that title. They can touch yesterday's title. They can hear that the day before, like that. Isn't it wonderful what God has done, given this kind of knowledge and technology to man, so that his word and his, right in the midst of the wickedness and the darkness that's upon the earth, the people, well, he's moving. Quickly, as our time winds down, the nation that we want to pray for today is Afghanistan. It's not an Arab state. It's 26 million. It's 84% Sunni Muslim and 15% Shiite Muslim. Well, let us pray for them. Haggai says that the Lord will shake all nations, and the desires of the nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord. Father, we thank you for the nation of Afghanistan and for the people that make up that nation. Father, it is your will, and we agree, that your light would shine on those people, that the dark forces that hold them in check would be pushed back by the powers of heaven and the prayers of the saints. We thank you, Lord, for the victory and the freedom that is coming to them even now, as soldiers, many are doing the right thing there on behalf of the people, freeing them so that little girls can have education, so that there's no more planting and exporting, growing of heroin and other things, business, good business, the right thing, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Well, bless all of you on this day. Bless you, bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, walk with the King. Oh.